At the airport. What happens just before we get on the plane?
To travel by plane, you need to buy a plane ticket at an airport or a travel agent's in advance. Tickets are either sold in advance or booked. On entering the airport, passengers check in, which involves producing the plane ticket and receiving a board ticket, with instructions as to which exit to take and which seat is booked. A window seat is the best, although an aisle seat is not bad either. Luggage is left at the check-in desk. Sometimes an extra fee is charged for excessive luggage, if it exceeds the weight limit. Only a single piece of hand luggage can be taken on board. Next, passengers proceed to the passport control and then to the departures hall. Duty-free shops are there for passengers to buy what they need. On board, the steward or air hostess is ready to show us to our seat and the plane takes off. The crew will serve you food and drinks during the flight. What happens before and after landing?
Before landing, passengers are given landing cards to fill in. Once the plane has landed, passengers get off, go through the passport control, and then may have to claim their luggage in the baggage claim area. Should anyone have something to declare, there is the customs office. Sometimes you may not find your luggage because it may be lost. Then you have to fill in a form, and the company will send you your things as soon as they arrive. Are flights influenced by the weather?
Sometimes your flight may be canceled due to bad weather, or it can be delayed. In case of cancellation, the carrier will accommodate you in a hotel free of charge. If the flight is delayed, you have to wait in the departure lounge and you may spend time shopping in the duty-free shops.
Accommodation.
Where can people stay overnight when traveling or when on holiday?
Travelers and holidaymakers can stay in bed and breakfasts, mountain cottages, or in hotels. Guests check in at the reception and are given their key with the room number. The check-in includes producing the identification cards or passports. Sometimes a check-in form has to be filled in. The personal data have to be given, such as name, address, etc. If the hotel porter helps you with your luggage, he expects to be given a tip, the same as the chambermaid who cleans your room. How are hotel rooms equipped?
The way the rooms are equipped depends on how exclusive the hotel is. Hotels normally have single, double rooms, or even rooms with more beds. These days, almost all hotels have a bathroom and toilet, radio, TV set, telephone, and sometimes even a fridge. Rooms are clean and cozy. Where can hotel guests have their meals and drinks there?
In the hotel, there is also a restaurant where morning, midday, and evening meals are served. Hotel guests normally pay for half or full board. Those not willing to get out of their beds may order to have their breakfast delivered to their rooms. Hotels often have a cafe and a night bar where the guests are welcome to have a nice time with some nice music and something nice to drink. What do modern hotels offer their guests?
In addition, modern hotels have a fitness center, sauna with solarium, message center and a swimming pool. Attached to the hotel are tennis courts or sports grounds. Any modern hotel must necessarily have a parking space or garage for guests to leave their cars there without any worries. Temple.
Take photos.
Get lost.
Lively.
Get sunburnt.
It's a stone's throw away.
A carry mat.
Sleeping bag.
Fasten your seatbelt.
Deck chair.
Can you show me the way to...